This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus David Martin, Eugene Hood, Defendant Appellant, decided December 10th, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent via No. SD 38326, David Martin, Eugene Hood, filed December 10th, 2024, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of McDonald County. Honorable Kevin L. Selby affirmed. Following a jury trial, David Martin Eugene Hood, defendant, was convicted of 1 count of statutory rape in the first degree, see Section 566.032, 2 counts of sodomy in the first degree, see Section 566.060, and 3 counts of incest, see Section 568.020, collectively, the offenses. One defendant's sole point on appeal claims the circuit court erred in denying defendant's oral motion to dismiss the case that counsel made after the McDonald County prosecutor finished her opening statement to the jury. Counsel claimed that defendant was entitled to a dismissal because the prosecutors won. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016, including, as applicable, statutory changes effective January 1, 2017. 2 opening statement omitted any reference to the jurisdictional element that the charged offenses occurred in McDonald County or even in the state of Missouri. We disagree for several reasons and affirm defendant's convictions. The governing law, the state is required to make an opening statement in every criminal case. See Rule 2702F2 and Section 546.070 Euris 1. But to the primary purpose of an opening statement is to inform the judge and jury of the general nature of the case, so they may appreciate the significance of the evidence as it is presented. State v. Pennington, 493 SW 3D 926, 930, Moazap WD 2016. Quoting State v. Thompson, 68 SW 3D 393 394, Moa's Bank, 2002. While the trial court has the power to enter a judgment of acquittal after the prosecutor's opening statement, that authority should be exercised only if it affirmatively and clearly shows that the state cannot make a submissible case under any view of the evidence, and the state is given an opportunity to embellish its statement in response to defendant's motion. State v. Settins, 680 SW 2D 364, 365, Mo Appals, ED 1984. Procedural background 3. The state's amended information charged that defendant committed the offenses against all 3 of his children at defendant's residence in McDonald County at various times between August 2018 and December 2020. After the state finished its opening statement, defense counsel asked to approach the bench, and the following colloquy took place outside the hearing of the jury. 2. Unless otherwise indicated, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2023. 3. Because defendant challenges only the circuit court's denial of his motion to dismiss, we have no need to recite the evidence that supported defendant's convictions. 3. Defense counsel. I may have missed it. Did the state at any point was it specified that these occurred in McDonald County? I don't believe they've met jurisdiction on this. Prosecutor. Well, the witnesses will say where it, the address, and that it s in McDonald County. Defense counsel. At this point, I do not believe that the state, in its opening statement, made any reference to these events occurring in McDonald County. I don't think they met jurisdiction over this case or venue. At this point, I'd make a motion to dismiss. Prosecutor. Your Honor, the opening statement is not evidence in the case. It's just an outline of the testimony, and the jurisdiction can be established when evidence is provided through each and every witness who will be able to provide that this address is in McDonald County. Defense counsel, I believe the requirement is that in opening statement, the state lay out all the facts required to make every element. The court, you are correct, that's the case law. 4. Do you stand by your request for a dismissal, or do you wish to allow the state to present additional opening statement? Defense counsel, I guess at this point I'd stand by my request for a dismissal. I understand the court may grant them leave to. The court counsel, addressed to the prosecutor. Prosecutor, Your Honor, I'd ask that I be allowed to make the additional statement that each of these individuals will be able to testify that the home resided in McDonald County. and where all of these actions took place. The court. All right. And, defense counsel, you have stated an objet.